We now begin the 24th and final Perek of Shabbos, sorry to say. And this Mishnah will start talking about one who's in the tricky predicament of finding himself on Friday afternoon, late to get home, having his wallet in his pocket, and facing the terrible dilemma of deciding whether to carry his wallet home, therefore transgressing the Isra Doraisa of Hotsa, carrying on Shabbos, or to leave his wallet, abandon it where it is, in which case he loses his money. Now, Chazal understood that faced with such a predicament, many people would make the wrong decision and leave their money in their pocket and carry it home and do the Isra Doraisa. And to prevent that from happening, they were lenient and introduced a few leniencies when it comes to the usual Isra Derabbanan that apply to Shabbos. So our mission here is going to give two possibilities of how one can get his wallet safely home and yet not do an Isra Doraisa of transferring on Shabbos. And there's actually a third possibility, which I'll mention in a moment when I get there, that the Gemara suggests as well. So the first possibility the Mishnah is going to suggest is Misha hishchich baderech. If a person's on the road and it's getting dark on Friday afternoon, nos and kisa lenochri, he's permitted to give his wallet to a Gentile. Meaning you're going to ask the non-Jew to transfer the wallet home for you. Now, normally the rule is that to request a non-Jew to do malacha for you on Shabbos is asr. That's the isr of amir la'akam, requesting something of a malacha to be done on your behalf by a non-Jew. And that's forbidden. And the reason it's forbidden is because the non-Jew is actually essentially acting as your agent, is doing a malacha, which is certainly not in the spirit of Shabbos. And therefore the rabbis, it's an extension of you. And therefore the rabbis made asking a non-Jew to do malacha on your behalf forbidden. That's Amir La'akum. We discuss it a number of times elsewhere in the Masechta. So here we're saying Amir La'akum is going to be mutter, and we're going to relax the prohibition against it in this particular scenario, simply because the alternative is much worse. Having a non-Jew transfer the wallet on your behalf is much, much less bad than transferring it yourself, and therefore we're going to be lenient. So that's possibility number A. Now, v'im ein imo nachri. What if there simply isn't a gentle handy to request to bring the wallet home? So then, manicho al hachamor, if a person were traveling with a donkey, he could put the wallet, or whatever it is, on a donkey and have the donkey bring it into town for him. This is also very tricky because the Torah prohibits one for having his animal, his draft animal, his livestock, his animals, etc., to do work on Shabbos. In fact, there's both in mitzvahs ase and a lav against doing that. There's a requirement to rest your animals, your shor and chamor on Shabbos. There's also an isser of working your Shabbos. We talk about behemtecha and needing to not to do work on Shabbos. We make kiddush every Shabbos morning. So this is a tricky business. So normally we say if one would put something on the back of an animal and then cause the animal to walk to bring it for him, that would be the isser dorais of mechamer, called mechamer. Now, if that's true, if it's an Isra Doraisa to have your animal carry for you, so then why in the world are you permitting the guy to do it? So the answer is, and that wouldn't be better than him carrying himself. There's an Isra and an Isra. It's both are Asr. So the reason why is because we could have the animal not do the full malacha. This is nuanced, but here's the idea. The same way when it comes to a person, to be chayav midoraisa for doing hotzah, transferring in the Rishos HaRabim, that would be actually Havara technically, transferring the Rishos HaRabim. So that requires both the akira and the hanacha, picking it up, setting the object, the wallet, say, into motion, then transferring it for amos in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and then letting it come to rest, the hanacha. Now, if the act of transference lacks either the akira or the hanacha, then midoraisa, the malacha has not been done. So here the snare is going to be that if you're going to have your donkey carry the wallet home for you, you have to first have pick up the wallet yourself and have the donkey walking. Once you picked up the wallet and the donkey's walking, to put it on donkey's back means that the akira was done by you. So if later on the donkey comes to rest, then the hanach will be done by the donkey. But since you did the akira and the donkey did the hanacha, the donkey will not have done the technical isra doraisa, and that will be better than you doing it yourself. So that's going to be the scenario here, that you're going to use the animal to carry it, but you're going to make sure that the donkey doesn't do the akira, so that when it does the hanacha later on, or if it does the hanacha later on, then you would have done the Isha Doraisa. If the donkey stops midway and it starts up again, the same scenario would have to happen. You'd have to, again, do that cure yourself, because the donkey now stopped, and then when the donkey gets halfway home, then when the donkey starts moving again, you'll put the object back on the donkey, and so on. Now, there is a third possibility, which would be relevant if a person had neither a Gentile nor a donkey handy to bring his wallet home, and that would be the method of transferring pachos ma'arba amos, transferring in increments, each increment being less than 4 amos. So that means the person does the akira, he moves, let's say, 3 amos towards his destination, and then does hanacha, he stops. Then again, he starts doing the akira, moves 3 more amos, and then again, hanacha stops. That method, of course, would be that although he is ultimately affecting the transfer of the object, since technically he didn't do any act that had akira and then a transference of 4 amos before doing the hanacha, so again, the Isser D'Oraisa not being contravened, it's just an Isser D'Rabbanan, and that is a third possibility. The Gemara says, while that is a possibility, it's the least desirable of the three, and in fact, so much so that the Mishnah doesn't mention it. And the reason why is because a person is liable to make a mistake in his estimation of just how much Arba Amos is. And if a person thinks what is really 3 Amos is really 4 Amos, then he will inadvertently do the Malacha of Hotzah on Shabbos, being Ma'avir transferring the Rosh Ram, and that would be terrible. That being the case, we don't want to publicize the solution because people can make a mistake, but indeed it is a third possibility in the event he has no other option. And the mission continues. This fellow who's transporting his whatever it is, walt, etc., on the back of his donkey, higia lechatzer achitzona. Once he's reached the city where he's traveling to, and he reaches the closest outdoor courtyard. So that means chatzer achitzona, the outer courtyard. We don't mean outer courtyard, meaning he lives like in a series of concentric courtyards. What we mean is the first place he arrives to in the city where he can safely deposit his belongings, and he can safely expect to find them after Shabbos there. They're no longer at risk of being stolen necessarily. So when he reaches that chitzona, the outer chatzer meaning the one that's the farthest out of the city, close to the entrance of the city, so then he has to stop. No tel esakelem hanitalem b'Shabbos. He can take whatever utensils are allowed to be, they're not mukta ones, which he can take by hand. Those he can take and put elsewhere because they're not mukta, and he's now in a place where there's an eruv, whatever it is, or shusha yachid. And v'she'en hanitalem b'Shabbos, whatever is mukta, so fine, it's not going to be hotzah because there's Rosh Hashanah Yachid, etc. But it's a mukta, so he can't carry it, and therefore, simply matir sachavalim, he just unties the ropes that are securing whatever it is he's transporting on the back of his donkey. Again, we're not talking about the malach of matir here. It's something like, you know, whatever, he's undoing something which is mutter to undo. And then vasakin noflin ma'alehen, the baskets will simply, or containers, saddlebags, will fall by themselves, and whatever's inside them will fall to the floor, and he won't have to do any direct touching of it, which would be the Isser of Muktzah, and then after Shabbos, he'll collect his belongings. The point being that one can be lenient, and, one may not be lenient, and one can't, you know, contravene the halachas of Muktzah just because he was transporting before. What's Muktzah has to not be touched, removed directly, but left till after Shabbos.